ahead and call open session back open at 7:25. I apologize to everybody who had to wait. Normally we try and come out on time, but we had a big issue to address. We will go ahead and start with the invocation, followed by the flag salute. Is there anyone in the public who would like to offer the invocation? Seeing no one, the invocation will be led by Mr. Flowers, flag salute by Ms. Eileen Miranda Jimenez.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we praise you and thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to come together on this evening. Lord God, I ask you to have your way each and every one of our lives. Use us all for thy glory, Lord God. Let thy will be done in our lives, Lord. And Lord God, I ask you to bless this board, Lord God. Continue to give us wisdom, knowledge, and direction in which we should lead. Lord God, bless the superintendent and the staff, Lord God. Bless our teachers and our students, Lord God. Use our students in a great and mighty way, Lord God. Keep your angels encamped around about them all the days of our lives, Lord God, until that one day you tell them, well done, thy good and faithful servant. These are the acts in Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
Join me in the flag salute, please. Right hand over your heart. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Shoemaker?
Here.
Ms. Polis?
Here.
Ms. Miranda Jimenez?
Here.
Mr. Flowers?
Here.
Mr. Morales?
Present.
Ms. Valdez? Dr. Henry?
Here.
The next item on our agenda is report of action taken in closed session. The following action was taken on April 14, 2015, with the subsequent action being reported in open session as required by law. It was moved by Ms. Polis, seconded by Mr. Flowers, that the following student has not completed their terms and conditions of expulsion and has therefore been denied readmission to the West Covina Unified School District. Student number 189020. The vote was 5-0. Now we will move on to one of the fun parts of our evening. We will start with the presentation for the Los Angeles County Regional Spelling Bee. Dr. Jimenez.
Thank you, President Shoemaker. I think I'm going to have to recommend that we start meeting once a week because we have so much phenomenal student activity in our district that we're going to need those extra meetings just to recognize all the champions that we have here. As you can see, we have a full room and we have some great students to recognize. So at this time, I would like to turn the ceremony over to Ms. Hawkins.
Thank you, Dr. Hinman, and thanks to the board. As a former Spelling Bee coordinator from way back, I know how difficult working with a Spelling Bee can be and how challenging it can be to not only compete in it but to actually place in it. And so what I'd like to do is ask Mr. Mario Morales, the Associate Principal of Edgewood Middle School, to come up and speak about the student.
School board, thank you. Dr. Hinman, thank you. Cabinet. First of all, I want to congratulate Brandon Lamb on this great accomplishment. Just a little bit insight, in the Inland Valley Regional Spelling Bee covers roughly 400 schools, as far west as the 110 freeway, as far east as the 15, north the 210, and the 60 freeway, 22 school districts that it covers. So second place, I was there. It was a fantastic, wonderful event. The last 20 minutes was the final round. It was awesome. Words like Einsteinium or something like that. I couldn't spell. But he did a fantastic job. We're very proud of him. He came in second place. And the great thing is we have him for one more year. He's a seventh grader. And he's going to go to Edgewood High School just like his older brother. So great things are coming up. So again, Brandon Lamb and family, come on up. Great job, Mom and Dad. And Ms. Sauter, come on up. Dad, where's Dad? Is Dad here? And also Lorette Sauter, our ELA chair is here. Let's go. So good job, Brandon.
Our next presentation, Ms. Hawkins.
Once again, I'd like to congratulate this large group of students. I know how difficult this is, having been a drill team and cheerleading dance team person myself way back when records were played with a needle and black vinyl. But it is quite an accomplishment what they have achieved, and so I'm going to ask Mr. Trovatore to come up and speak about the dance drill team.
As Mr. Trovatore is coming up, I just want to say, as someone that's been in a lot of districts that really pride themselves in having top dance programs, I really thought I had seen the best of the best in high schools. Nothing compared to what I've seen here. You guys are phenomenal dancers. And I'm happy to have you. Well done.
Phenomenal. P-H-E-N. All kidding aside, members of the Board of Education, Superintendent, Cabinet, thank you for this opportunity. I know the students appreciate it as well as the parents, very supportive parents. My first year here at Westmead High School, I understand that last year we competed in the USA National Championships in Anaheim, didn't do that well. So how did we respond? With vigor and enthusiasm, and we literally cleaned house. And in a second, I'm going to introduce our advisor who will tell you how thoroughly we cleaned. But it's one of those things that you can't describe. You know, I'm a bit of a wordsmith. I mean, I can say the dance drill team, you know, the art, the grace, the elegance. When you look at the all-male, you look at the precision, the synchronicity, you look at the energy and the attitude. But you have to see it to really appreciate, you know, all the time, effort, and energy that they put into it. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce our advisor, Mrs. Brittany Robles.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you for having us and, of course, the team. I also want to thank you guys for all your support all year, and especially the administration at West Covina High School. They've been amazing. This past month, in March, we competed at USA Nationals for quite a few days. I took 6 routines and came home with 3 first-place titles, 1 second place, and 2 fourth places. So this was amazing. In each division, we had almost 18 to 20 teams, and these teams are from not only California but also around the United States, so we were really lucky to make it as far as we did. For small hip-hop, I had 18 teams, and we qualified 2 night finals, taking home first place. For our small pom division, we had 24 teams taking home first place and qualifying to the night finals or Sunday finals. Our large all-male division, we're only against 2 teams. However, they are very competitive, and they did take the national title. For our small military, they took second place out of 10 teams, making it to night finals. And when I say night finals, they compete on Friday. We find out Friday evening if we qualify to the second day, which is Saturday evening, and we don't start performing until almost 10 p.m. So, and then awards are around midnight. So it's a really long day for the kids. Our co-ed hip-hop division, they took 4th out of 17 teams. They unfortunately did not advance, but they still got a really good placement, and they went first, so that was really good. Our large military team took 4th out of 7, so they did really well as well. And again, we did not do so well last year, so coming back, representing West Covina, and taking all those divisions was great for our team. Does anybody have any questions? If you have internet, we can put some YouTube channel on. I don't think they have internet. Yes.
Then I'll read them, and then maybe. All right, so Justin Alado, coming up, please. Jared Antonio. Alyssa Baldermore. Megan Bernardo.
It's
Jody Cabrera. Valerie Carbajal. Reagan Carpenter. Angel Carvajal. Brianna Castro. Christian Castro. Aaron Chow. Tiffany Chong. Andre Diocariza. Andrew Elam. Philip Elizalde. Rody Flores. Kelly Gao. John Garcia. Christopher Guerrero. Danielle Gutierrez. Brianna Hernandez. Nelson Iturralde. Cassidy Lamb. Catherine Loya. Michael Luna. Carmen McLean. Valerie Manzano. Michael Mariano. Paul Mendoza. You're Michael, right? Is Paul? No, Paul. He's watching Dancing with the Stars at home or something. Adrian Ochoa. I don't have another joke for that one, so. Oscar Pastrana. And Marielle Rason. John Ray Rimban. Desiree Rodriguez. Natalie Romero. Cecilia Sandoval. Alex Serrano. Maya Tran. William Tran. Randy Ventania. And Cherry Villanueva.
There we go. Now we're talking. you guys bring Trustee Flowers, wants to know how many of you are seniors.
We will go ahead and take a 3-minute break to allow anybody who wants to leave to leave.
Okay, 3-minute break.